With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's first entitled parent story, an entitled kid spies on their neighbor with binoculars. Pretty creepy, right? Well, just wait to see what the entitled parent's reaction to all this is when the neighbor brings it up with them. The kid next door using binoculars to peer into my window was picked up by my security camera. Parents freak out that I'm using cameras. For some backstory, my neighbours have three boys, all under the age of 7. In my first encounter with the mum, she promptly tells me, not asks, that her kids wander. I naively thought that meant there might be the odd rogue ball episode or something, so I don't protest at the time. Our yards are unfenced, and we share a driveway. Oh boy, was I wrong! My yard, back deck, front garden, and even the inside of my house were seen as an extension of their space. The boys would even have sword fight tournaments on my back deck, off my kitchen. The parents would literally do nothing. I was put in a position many times to ask for more privacy, as it was affecting my work and a general sense of well-being, as I'm a very private person. It took some push, but finally, things got a bit better. But they still wander, however, to a level I'm not willing to cause drama over. This past early winter, I decided to put in security cameras. I live alone in a not-so-great area, and I wanted some peace of mind. I also wanted to document encroachments in case it got bad again. In that time, the cameras have picked up a lot of encroachment from the kids. But I didn't raise the issue because the relationship with the parents is peaceful, and I wanted to keep it that way. Fast forward to yesterday, and my camera picks up a clip of the middle kid peering into my window with a pair of binoculars. I send the clip to the parents, explaining one of my cameras picked it up, and that I am not comfortable with this behavior. It's inappropriate and a clear invasion of my privacy. They send a note back saying he was only trying to see if I was home so he could say hello, then insisted on knowing more about my security cameras, what they can see, and if they pick up the kids playing in their yard. I explained that they don't, as they only pick up motion in my yard. But if the kids are in my yard, which they are, a lot, they are recorded. Now the parents are insisting I take the cameras down. The lesson is, entitled parents raise entitled children. I'm frightened to see what kind of adults these kids will turn into. Who knows if I'll be here long enough to find out. My god, guys, I really can't think of too many more things that are that much of an invasion of privacy as finding out that your own neighbor is peering into your window when you don't realize with binoculars. I mean, I don't really know what to say. The kid's young, so I don't want to say it's pervy or like, you know, sexual anyway, because it probably isn't, but it's still so creepy. And the fact that when you brought it up with their parents, they said, oh, you have security cameras, why do you have them? Instead of going, oh my god, my kid was looking at you with binoculars through your window. Why are they leaning to that? You know what I mean? Like, why are they not just saying, oh my god, I'm so sorry on behalf of the kid, and then going to talk to their kid and saying how serious that issue is, rather than saying, oh, you know, it's actually your fault for even having the security footage in the first place, you weirdo. Strange mentality, that's all I'm gonna say. And now moving on to our second story, just simply, F you Karen is the title of this one. Ladies and gents, I have a banger for you guys. This story is not only some really awesome petty revenge, but also a cool life lesson. For some backstory, my parents are rich, but don't worry, I'm not one of those spoiled rich kid types. Well, you know what, OP, I'll be the judge of that. We live in Arizona, near the border with California. We just got out of lockdown, and life is adjusting back to normal. This is a mostly white and Hispanic community, and other races aren't really as common here, so we do our best to be hospitable to them. Also, there's a court case in this, so I'm not going to use real names because of some laws. Now for the actual story. An African-American couple moved in a few months back, and they're really nice. They always help out in the community and are all around nice people. They also threw really nice pool parties for everyone in the neighborhood. We had this thing where every 2 weeks or so, we'd all get together for a party. They had a really nice yard, so everyone looked forward to their turn. The husband travelled for work quite often, and his wife always wanted to go with, so they needed someone to watch their house while they were gone. They knew me, and I was trying to save up for a car. Now, my parents did offer to buy me one, but I wanted to earn it myself. This was how the next few months passed. Enter the entitled family. The father was kind of entitled, but after interacting with him a few times after this, I realised he's a pretty chill dude and just goes along with whatever his wife says. When they first arrived, they got on everyone's nerves by calling the homeowners association at almost every house on the block. Their kids, who are teenagers, are even worse. Rarely were they even invited to the parties. For this reason, they were constantly sneaking into people's yards to play. They didn't have much of a yard themselves. They were always caught, and the police were called several times, but they always worked their way out of it. I've got no idea how. Anyway, the nice couple from before called me and said they were leaving in a few days and would be gone for 3 days. I accepted, and the first day went smoothly. As I was cleaning the house the second morning, I noticed the backyard was all messed up, but I distinctly remembered cleaning it up the night before. I checked the security cameras, and it turns out the couple and their kids went into the yard after I went to bed. I don't think they knew I was there. The nice couple would be gone for another day, so I had the great idea to dump an excessive amount of chlorine in the pool water. For those of you who don't know, pool chlorine is a toxic chemical used to treat pools with algae. The effects don't last very long, but it gets the job done. I assumed the entitled mum and company would return that day, and if they didn't, the chlorine would be gone by the time the nice couple would get back, so no harm done. I was right. Around 2 in the afternoon, I see the parents boosting their kids over the gate, then climbing over themselves. They were all really hyped about being able to do whatever they wanted, and all of them but the father just jumped right in. Splash! Instantly, they were all screaming in pain. Chlorine causes rapid hair and skin degeneration, so I knew they wouldn't be coming back anytime soon. I burst out laughing, loud enough for them to hear outside, and their bright red faces suddenly paled. They all booked it out of there so fast, they should have tried to join the Olympic track team. The police were called, and I don't know by who. They arrived a little after the nice couple got back. The couple asked why I was laughing, and I showed them security footage and told them what I'd done. Pretty soon, they were laughing right along with me. The police arrive at the house, and I repeat the process. They don't laugh, but have a hard time holding it in. They then go over to the house and question the entitled family. They lie their butts off, even though the cops can see the chlorine effects all over them. They ask if the nice couple wants to press charges, and the guy grins and says, "Absolutely." There is more to the story, like the court case, but I can't legally publish that until the case is over and becomes public record. Let me know if you want to hear about that, and hopefully you learn something too. Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Obviously I want to hear about that, mate. That sounds bloody brilliant. I want to hear what happened to the fellas because, you know, seriously, they deserve a lot of karma for what they did here. Again, I don't really like mind the kids, you know, wanting to do it. Imagine if you're a little kid, right, and your parents are like, oh, by the way, we're going to go and jump over our fence into our neighbor's yard and go in their pool. You'd be like, okay, sick. It's the parents' responsibility. Why are they boosting their kids over a fence, then climbing over with them and jumping into a pool? Honestly, part of me says that you should have filled the pool with toxic acid so they'd be dead now. One less entitled family to deal with, but that is probably a little bit too far. So well done for not doing that, because that would have resulted in multiple homicides, and the police definitely would have been involved to a greater extent then. So probably best you didn't murder them all, but you could have thought about it anyway. And now moving on to our final story of today's video: sell your inheritance house and give half away to my ex. A little backstory: my dad used to flip houses for a living. Back around 2010, he got the bright idea that he was going to eventually marry the woman he cheated on my mum with back in 2000. His health wasn't the greatest back then, so instead of flipping some of the houses, he turned them into rentals. In 2012, he also decided that he was going to put my name on the title for one of the rental properties, so that after he married, if he died, the house and income would come to me. I signed all the paperwork, and the house was then technically mine. Now, to last month. Dad calls me up from jail, oh god, and says, "Hey, remember that house on X Street? We got a realtor interested in buying it. Are you interested in going ahead and selling? We'll split the profit and you use part of my half to pay for my funeral." My thought was, cool, get my inheritance early and the stress that comes with planning a funeral is taken care of. So the deal is made and he calls me again and tells me to have the lawyer cut two checks, each for half the sale amount. I'm very confused, so I ask why. "I need you to take half for yourself, then on the other half, take X amount and save it for my funeral, and give the remainder to Jane. That way you'll only have to pay half the amount in taxes. It doesn't work this way, by the way." Jane, whose name is fake obviously, as I found out shortly before this, divorced my dad 3 years ago, shortly after he went to jail. He won't get out for another 5 years, if ever. My confusion triples, so I asked why I'd be giving her anything if she lives in the $500,000 house he bought and stupidly put in her name. He gets into a huge huff and tells me to just do what he says and not ask stupid questions, or else he'll stop the deal, which he can't, by the way, we close tomorrow. He's been calling and emailing me daily to ask about closing, so that Jane can come collect her check, lol. I've told him each day that she won't have a check because the lawyer won't split the payment like that. It's my hope that neither of them listen to me and she shows up expecting me to give her anything. The most she'll get is my 2 cents about what a POS she is, and that if she wants anything from the sale, I want the money she's been collecting in rent for the last 3 years. After talking with my brother, I've decided that I'm still going to go ahead and pay for my dad's funeral. I'm also going to take his half, after the funeral costs, and set it aside in a separate savings account, so that if he needs anything in jail, he can ask me for it, and then if he gets out, I'll give him the remaining amount. I know he's gonna get mad, but the level of how much I care is very slim. What's the worst he can do? Not call me? Alright then, I'll be honest, not the most entertaining story. However, I want to know, and this is why I wrote the story out, why OP's dad's in jail, because you know, it seems a little bit secretive. What's going on there? He seems like a bit of a weird bloke. Why is he in jail? Well, incredibly, OP has actually answered that question in the comments down below. But before I show you guys, comment your theories, yeah? I want to know, why do you reckon that this guy's dad's in jail? What do you think he's done? Don't cheat. Don't skip forward 10 seconds. Comment down below right now, what do you reckon he's done? 5 years in jail is a minimum, I think it sounds like, and he's still in now, might be for his life. Comment down below, and in 3 seconds, I'm going to show you what he actually did. All right, you ready? Don't cheat. Here we go. All right, so here we go. He got busted for running a drug ring, mostly to help fuel her lifestyle. The funny part, though, is she's 100% trailer trash that he brought into his nice house. Well, yeah, then, probably a good idea to just take the money and keep it in your name and just, you know, don't let him have any of it. And if he gets out, fair enough. Probably don't give him the money back if you can help it, because he might just go back to drugs and trying to sell more. Nice, what a lovely father you've got. I'm sorry, but he just sounds like a horrible person. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this video. I think in this one, I have advocated murder and also abused somebody's dad. So I think that's a new low for me. If you enjoyed it, drop a like on the vid and comment down below, do you want entitled people to be murdered?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nice. All right. See you all tomorrow with a new video.
Bye.